Ok, duro fond. Ok, Beruchim Abaim to Ay Torah. Beruchim Abaim to the Zoom members. I'm just going to put a mute just to make a little boss quiet. Ok, Rabotai, Beruchim Abaim B'Shem Hashem. It's Wednesday mornings, 10:15. That's when we study the Tehillim. It's a project that is the brainchild of our good friend, Dr. Rafi Meddeb. We study these chapters, of course, Le'ilu Neshama, the Tzadeket, his mom, Lili Le'ah Bat Virgine, Mrs. Lili Meddeb, Aleha Shalom. Ruach Hashem Tenihena Began Eden, Amen. This morning, one of our members, Jonathan Cohen, Yishmere Wa'el, has asked to dedicate the Shi'ur in memory of his mother. The Yortzeit is today, Zohara Bat Yakot, Ruach Hashem Tenihena Began Eden, Amen. Going back in order, I think we're up to chapter Kaf Aleph. We skipped it, we went around. Now we're going to come back and try to say some Hiddushim. It's not an easy chapter. David HaMelech is referring in this chapter to the eventual arrival of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And he's talking about how the Mashiach will overcome all his enemies and God will answer his tefillot, and there's going to be a great keter that he's going to put on the head of the Mashiach, and there's going to be berachot at that time and prosperity. That's the main theme of the chapter. If you look at the first Rashi, by the way, in the chapter, Be'ozecha Yismach Melech Rabotenu Patru Al Melech HaMashiach. So Rashi says that's the theme of the chapter. Lam Naseyam is one of David. Hashem Be'ozecha, God, when you reveal your strength to the world, La'atid Lavo Yismach Melech. Who's the Melech? Mashiach. The Melech will rejoice with you, because Mashiach is going to have a lot of enemies. Gog u'Magog, there's going to be a lot of wars and antagonists that are going to try to subject the Mashiach. And when Hashem is going to finally reveal himself to the world, then Hashem be'ozecha, when God shows his strength, oz yismah melech. And as a result of Mishu'atecha, in your salvation, ma yagel me'od, how much the Mashiach himself will rejoice. It should be pointed out that we know David himself, some say, is the Mashiach. David did not have any life. David was actually not granted any life when he was born. His life was actually on loan from Adam Rishon, the 70 years that Adam gave from his life to David. So therefore, the journey of the neshama of Mashiach actually starts from Adam Rishon, then goes to David HaMelech, and then becomes Mashiach. That's why Adam is Rashi Tevot, Adam David Mashiach, which is the journey of how the Mashiach comes. That's why if you look at this first pasuk that we just read, Mayagil Me'od, why does it say Mayagil Me'od? Me'od is a remez to Mashiach, Adam David, which is a remez to the journey of the neshama of the Mashiach. But Rabotai, this week we had the yortzeit of the Abir Yaakov, Menu Yaakov Abu Hasera from the Manhur, Alav Shalom Zichuto Yagin Alenu. So I'd like to say Dirash on this pasuk from the Abir Yaakov, Zichuto Yagin Alenu, Amen. So he learns that the Melech over here, of course, is Mashiach. That's the simple explanation, the way that she learned it. But there's other Melechim in Jewish history. And I think it's fair to say the first Jewish king in history, who would you say the first Jewish king in history is? It's got to be Yosef. Yosef HaSadiq is the viceroy in Egypt. So he comes along and he says, Hashem be'ozecha, chapter Chaf Aleph, Hashem be'ozecha yismach melech, v'hu Yosef, it's referring to Yosef HaSadiq, shaya melech al kol Mitzrayim, like it says in the pasuk, v'yosef hu ha-shalit al ha'aretz. Now, in what zechut did Yosef merit to be the king, to be the mashbir, to be the mashpia over the whole Mitzrayim and ultimately over the whole world? So it says, v'zacha lema'ala zu, b'shvil ha-Torah shaya osek ba yoter me'ehav. It's only because that he was osek ba-Torah. more than his brothers. Like the Pasuk says, V'Yisrael ahabit Yosef b'kol banav. Why did Yaakov Abinu love Yosef more than all the brothers? Ki ben zikunim hulo. What is ben zikunim? The Targum explains, are bar hakim hule. Bar hakim, which means he had the wisdom of Torah. Rashi said on that Pasuk, kol ma shelamad mishem ve'ebed masarlo. Whatever Yaakov learned from Shem ve'ebed, he gave it to over to Yosef. We also know that Oz is the Torah. Shne'emar, Hashem Oz la'amo yiten. So therefore, we read the Pasuk like this. Hashem be'ozecha. Hashem, because of the Torah that's called Oz, Yismah Melech. Who's the Melech? Yosef. Yosef was Zoche le'melucha, man malcher banan. Bimelachim yimlochu. Just like the Tamidah Chemim are called Melachim. So therefore, Midah Keneged Midah, he subjugated himself to the Torah. Therefore, he rose. The Torah elevates a person. Now, he says further, V'ha-Torah hi she'amda lo b'chod sarotav. Yosef did not have an easy time at all. Actually, he had a lot of tribulation. Number one, when he fell in the hands of the brothers, and they tried to kill him. They threw him into a boar, Nahashim Vakrabim. And then he was sold time after time till he came down to Mitzrayim. Then he fell into the hands of Potiphar and his wife. How did he survive it? How was he able to cope with all these tribulations? Says Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hasera, "Ala kol haTorah hi she'amdalo." It was the Torah that he had that stood for him. Dekach darkash shel Torah. Listen to the words of the tzaddik. This is the way of Torah. Ben be'edna da'asik ba, ben be'edna de'la'asik ba, agunem magnav atzulem matzla. Somebody that's connected to Torah gets the protection of the Torah, not only when he's learning it, even when he has to close the book, even when he's forced to go out, doesn't matter. He's a man that's connected to Torah. Torah protects a person and saves a person. And that's what it means over here when it says, "Ubishu'atecha mayagil meod." Yosef HaSadiq was zocher to many yeshuot, to many salvations. And how do you overcome all these? Only because he stood steadfast to the Torah. Could be that's why when he sent the message back to Yaakov Abinu, we sent the Agalot, which is Agla Arufa, who is reminding him of the sugya that they were learning. Because he probably was wondering, his father's going to ask, how did you survive this? How did you go through all these years in the Mitzrayim in a foreign land? And he gave an image to his father, Agla Arufa, Pirush Limuda Torah, that Yosef HaSadiq was able to cope only because Hashem be'ozecha, through Hashem oz la'amo yiten, Yismach Melech, Melech is Yosef, u'bishu'atecha yagil meod, and he had many, many salvations as a result, because Torah is magna u'matzla, Torah protects, ben be'inat da'asik, whether it's in the time that you're learning, or whether it's the time that you close the book. Now, if that's the case, Rabbeinu Yaakov actually finds another allusion in this chapter to Yosef HaSadiq, so I'd like to jump to it right away. If you look in this chapter to Pasuk Tet, look at Pasuk Tet. Timsa yadecha lechol oybecha, yiminecha timsa sonecha. The simple explanation is that, again, when Mashiach comes, Borei Olam is going to find his hand against all the enemies and all the sonim and the oybim. They're going to smite all the enemies of the Mashiach. That's a simple explanation. Right? The Bitzudot says, Tasigem